Okay, we're coming back at you, part two of passes and my discussion. And we left off talking about Philip and the eunuch. And I just want to reiterate that Pastor Stevens is pastor of Miracle Holiness Church of God, located at, what's that address?
6325 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. You can reach us at 513, just that quick, I almost forgot the description, 423-429-5028, and you can easily contact us as well on my, our website is www.mhcog-ministries.com. Or you can also contact me through email. That's Pastor Stevens at Fuse, that's F-U-S-E dot net. Pastor, and then Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. And feel free with your questions, and thank you for the ability for this opportunity.
I just want to add something else. These discussions that we're having here is only a prelude of what you can catch on Skype with Pastor Stevens. And if you haven't had an in-depth at home on your computer, I would advise you to try it and do that, because it is very, very good. I've got all types of files and information here for you, but it's via Skype, or you can do it on Facebook Live, but. How would they contact, how would they get into the Skype?
The Skype, it is, you can either use our church's website, I'm on Skype, which is Miracle Holiness Church, that's one word, or Pastor Stevens. And if you have Skype, you know, you can push in for that contact. If you want to be a contact, then contacted and want to be part of the group. We have a Tuesday night Bible study, and we have different ones. As a matter of fact, Ella Bailey has a sister down in Florida who faithfully listens in and participates in our Bible study, our interactive Bible study on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at our church. And for some of our saints, when they're out and away, or if they're not incapacitated for whatever reason, they can always listen in on Skype and participate. And if you don't have Skype, you can get Skype. It's free. I won't go into all the details as to how you do it. It's not. And one thing I would say, just avoid adding up the charges by putting it on your phone, unless you want to. But it's a free service, and God has blessed. You know, He's opened up the doors of communication. And we thank Elder Bailey for sharing God's word today, which has been instrumental in getting the word out. And the most important thing I think about it is sharing God's word.
Amen. Pastor Steve, I want to say something too about, you said about a listener in Florida. We've had them as far as California.
Yes.
You know, and if you got people who are in Georgia or South Carolina or whatever who want to know more of God's word, tell them to hook into Skype with us.
Yeah.
You know, it's only a blessing. You know, it's only a blessing. So I would encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, I want to get back to what we were discussing about Stephen and the eunuch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we were talking about the fact that, again, in Acts 8 chapter, it's dealing with the ministry of Philip. It's a very short experience. Philip, you don't hear a whole lot, but all what you hear is wonderful. Because when the eunuch sought to know, showing that he had been seeking for years, and then was trying to draw nigh unto God, and was denied full access because he was not a natural-born Israelite. And we say Jew today. And so he then would not be able to participate fully, but he so sought God. And it was Peter who later on, under Cornelius, realized that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, when men come in righteousness, then God will say, why? Because it's not God. God is not willing that any should perish. Listen, Peter says here, The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, in 2 Peter 3:9, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So what is the answer to the eunuch's question on Isaiah 52 and 53? Who is it? What is it talking about? Mm-hmm. He preaches Jesus, an Old Testament scripture, and he preaches Jesus. He doesn't take us to John. He doesn't take us, you know, to Matthew, because it hadn't been written as yet when Philip is doing this. So in the Old Testament, Jesus is there. And he taught Jesus to him. And as he did, now what happens? Here he went running. The Spirit of the Lord told him to go, join himself to the caravan. He runs. He walks alongside the chariot. Now what does the Holy Ghost do? The man brings him up into, he got one of the best seats in the place, riding in the chariot. Then, as he's preaching to him, Jesus, the eunuch, because he heard the word, goes back to what I said, how are they going to hear, comprehend without a preacher? We were saying, Elder Billy, who are you listening to? Whom? Somebody who knows Christ. Somebody whom has an experience with Christ. Philip was not one of the 12. Philip was a deacon, but he had been taught by the 12. He himself was there, got received the Holy Ghost, had that experience, loved the word, which among the people was known to be a good man, of good report, full of the Holy Spirit, of wisdom and compassion mm-hmm. and knowledge. And he goes, and he's the one who's talking to. Notice the character. This is why it's so sad to hear many Christians talk about the onus in this of their character, but still want to be leaders and teachers. I know I ain't right. Wait a minute. But no. The thing is, let's get right. The Bible says that if we sin, that Christ is faithful to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We don't keep walking in it and in our failures and then still think, but I can witness for him. No,
yeah,
we can't. Because he just said, you shall be my witnesses after that the Holy Ghost comes. And the Holy Ghost is a cleanser. But back to what we were saying, Philip then is preaching and he preaches Christ. And then the eunuch, see how quickly he grasps?
Yes.
He sees water.
Yes.
And he says, hey, yo, there's water. Is there any reason why I can't be baptized? Go ahead.
No, just look at the connection. I mean, look at how the Holy Spirit works with the eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have went. He could have kept talking and went past the water.
Yes.
But it sounds like the eunuch said, wait a minute. Here's some water.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to be baptized, you know.
Thank you.
And I want to set this up such that the eunuch is so much different from the earlier time when the disciples came to Samaria and they ran into Simon.
Thank you.
You know, and they got two of the apostles, you know.
Thank you.
And here's Philip with the eunuch, and the eunuch grasped it right away. Philip, Simon doesn't grasp it.
No.
He doesn't grasp it at all. And
no.
So unbelief is a big factor.
It is.
In your own salvation.
It's the main thing.
Yes.
Whosoever believeth.
Yeah.
In what? And is baptized. That means you got to believe the gospel.
Yes.
And like you said, Simon, he called himself a believer, was numbered among the believers.
Yeah.
But we see he wasn't, because Peter tells him, I perceive that you have a gall of bitterness. Your heart is not right with God. You're not right with God. Because you think that you can buy this power with money. Philip, like you said, but the eunuch, on the other hand, sees water and asks, why can't I be baptized?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then notice what Philip does. Philip doesn't proclaim him and tell him you're saved. Philip says, because he still puts the test, does confession. That's where confession comes in. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, Romans 10 tells us, and with the mouth confession is made unto the salvation, which is already in the heart. If you're trying to be saved by making a confession and the heart hasn't had a change, you haven't been born again, then all it is a Simon-like confession. And your heart hasn't been changed. And there has to be a heart change. And that's exactly what the eunuch showed. And so he said, if you believe, he said, then you can be baptized. He said, notice what he did. He didn't just say, I believe. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And what did Jesus say about that? When Peter said it, he called Peter blessed. He exclaimed, this is one of the times you hear Jesus exclaim with great joy and exuberance and ecstatically, blessed art thou, Simon of Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father. Christ revealed something he hadn't told them as of yet. On this rock, on this mass of stones, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, Elder Bailey, you know what you said, ask the question in the other session. What happened with the eunuch?
Yeah.
He went home and did what?
Spread the word.
Oh,
and what you had told me earlier, and I was aware of in passing, Ethiopia had the first built Christian church.
Thank you.
How many people are aware of that? Not that it's necessary for you to be aware of it, but you have to understand the impact that the eunuch had on Ethiopia.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Pastor, if I could, I don't want to get too far away, but I want to get into some of this Bible stuff for a minute. Mm-hmm. And I want to highlight some of the things that folks may be aware of, right, or may not be aware of about Simon, the sorcerer.
Thank you.
And what was going on, because you have to really study to show thyself approved unto God, you know. Mm-hmm. And just like the Bereans did when they were listening to Paul, mm-hmm, they went back. And I asked myself that, well, what did they go back to? The New Testament?
No,
they went back to the Old Testament to verify what Paul was saying.
Yes.
And Paul, as I've found out, especially in Romans, mm-hmm, that Paul did a lot of quoting of Isaiah.
Thank you.
You know, so they went back to the scrolls of Isaiah and said, wow, Paul is absolutely right. This is what it says. And it just verified and solidified who Jesus was to them.
Yes.
And so I want to just read a few scriptures here, if I may.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read from Acts 8, and please stop me and comment, or Acts 8 and with 12. And this is mainly why people got to understand the difference between spirit and being baptized.
Yes.
And it says here, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God,
all right,
and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. They were baptized.
Yes.
Baptized. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then it says, then Simon himself believed also, and when he was what? Baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs that were done.
Thank you. We're talking
about baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Mm-hmm. Now here's the caveat. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might what? Receive the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
So they're just baptized.
Yes.
So, for as yet, he has fallen upon none of them. That's including what we read earlier about Simon being baptized.
Yes.
So he said, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
17. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Simon had his hands laid on him, because he's still asking questions. The other folks didn't ask those kind of questions after they received the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
You know? He said, and when Simon saw that through laying on of hands of the apostles, look at that. What it said. When he saw the laying on of hands, that doesn't say he was participating in the laying on of hands. He said he's an observer.
Exactly.
I'm too good for right now. You know, I'm...
Right. Right, because, you know, Look up there above that. What did it say he was before then? He was a liar.
Yes.
A deceiver, making himself to be out to be some great one.
Oh.
You know, this is before they come. So there was one Simon. It said, verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simeon, which is, and I love how the scripture has a play on names, because Simeon, if you look at that from the Old Testament, means God is heard. That's what Leah called her second son, Simeon. So God heard, or heard of God. So he didn't heard about it, but he's, which before times in the same city, used sorcery, that is witchcraft, shamanism, and bewitch the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word we use for pharmaceutical, for drug. So he deceived the people. And of Samaria. Now, what people was he deceiving? A people who were mixed, had a whole lot of opinions about what the word says, because you said before, when they first went, Christ went. Christ laid the foundation himself, met the woman at the well. And then that city was turned around to believe on Jesus as the Messiah. But they didn't maintain it. But by the time Philip comes, there's fertile ground. Philip comes preaching. The city rejoices. The power of God is present. They get baptized in the name of Jesus. That is for the remission of their sins. That is, the new birth is taking place. And then they take the ritual of baptism as a demonstration to the world that we have come out from among you. That's what baptism, because baptism, 2 Peter 3 tells us, it doth not yet now save us, but it answers to a good conscience. So they have a good conscience toward God. And then here comes this one, this liar, into the city, giving himself out to be some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because of a long time he bewitched them.
Yeah.
With sorceries. And a lot of these leaders you're talking about, Elder Bailey, are bewitching. What did Paul ask the Galatians? Who hath bewitched you that you don't believe the truth?
Hmm.
You heard it. I preached it. We preached it. If any man come preaching any other gospel other than the gospel with, even if he said, if an angel come and preach you, let him be anathema. Let him be cursed. Our God liveth.
And Pastor, just to echo that, what you're saying, this is, we've got to watch out from within the church.
Yes.
Because if somebody's outside the church saying all these things, we're not going to believe them, period, you know. Well, hey, you're not us, we're not going to believe you. But there's always someone that's involved in coming into the church to try to bewitch and try to switch everything, you know. So we've got to watch that.
Yeah, you're right. Elder Bailey, you know, they come in and they undermine what the scriptures is saying. Well, you can't live holy. There's no such thing as a rapture. You know, there's no such thing as perfection. Or you can keep on sinning because the grace of God. And they don't understand. No, grace doesn't cover sin. Mercy is for sin. Grace is unto righteousness and holiness. That's what grace is. The cross Christ gave, the death that Christ gave on, died on the cross, was for mercy's sake, to bring us to the mercy seat. And we came to the altar, which is the mercy seat. And the blood of Jesus then brings us to that propitiation. Having been justified freely by the blood of Jesus Christ, having been cleansed and pardoned and made righteous by the blood, then we have peace with God. Then behind that, God can treat us like a son and show us his grace. That's what Jude tells us. There are men who crept in unaware. They teach a pernicious doctrine, changing the grace of God into lasciviousness. You can do what you want to do, because you always, go back to what we asked again, you're always going to be saved. You can't lose your salvation. You know, once God, once in, never out. God can't, you can never not be a son. Yeah, but you can be a lost son. That son, if that son didn't return home, that prodigal son didn't return home, You did not see the father run out and go and find his son. The son had to return home, come home. And what did the son say? I'm going to return home and say, Father,
yes,
I've sinned against you and I have sinned against heaven. And notice his repentance. I'm not even worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants.
Yeah.
But look what mercy does. Mercy says, son, you are still my son. Grace then, because you didn't repent it, I can show mercy. Then he takes him even further and says, not only are you my son, but I'm going to put you on a robe. And I'm going to put, wait a minute, this is a son that just wasted all his goods, and you're going to give him your ring and insignia that allows him to use money in your name. And then you're going to give him a celebration and tell the world that is around, my son, which was dead, is come home. Yes, because he's a change. Without a change, there's a change. And that's what you're talking about, between Simon and the eunuch. Simon didn't change. He was marveling about the power that he saw, and he wondered, not after Christ, he wondered after Philip and the miracles. And it showed up the moment that he saw the other disciples come, getting Peter, give me that power. How much money do I have to give? How much can Peter got indignant. He said, your money perish with you.
Pastor, I don't want to go past that point you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Simon wondered after who? Philip. And not after Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the church have that same attitude.
Yes.
I want to be like Minister so-and-so, or Pastor so-and-so, or mm-hmm. Deacon so-and-so. Hey, why don't you want to be like Christ?
Thank you.
You know, and I think, you know, that bears, bears talking about. I mean, you know.
Well, Billy, you know, we've got this thing now where we have, what kind of superhero would you be?
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, my goodness.
You got things wearing Batman, Superman costumes. You know, wait a minute, in the church?
Yeah.
The Bible tells us who our heroes of faith really are. And the main one, like you said, is Christ-likeness. That's what it means to be a Christian, is to be Christ-like. And so here we are. We are made in his image, taking on his body, become the body of Christ, and then we're going to cover up Christ's body. Think about the onerousness of this. We're going to cover up Christ's body, his glory, which we are. Know you not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, whose tabernacle you are. And I'm going to put a Superman shirt on top of it, a Batman shirt on top of it, a 49ers jersey on top of it,
yeah,
a Patriots jersey, and stand in God's pulpit and preach to God's people.
Wow.
Something wrong with that picture.
Look how many idols are being produced.
Thank you.
That's all it is, you know?
That's it. Yeah, it's worldliness on a total display in God's house. And so when you see in Revelation, they say, behold, I stand at the door and he outside.
Yeah, of his church.
The church that used to be, that's it. It used to be his. And he's standing out there saying, wait a minute, y'all missing something.
But again, you know, I like to highlight those things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of his church, how can he be outside of his church?
Thank you.
It's impossible because we are the church and Christ is our head.
Thank you.
So he's knocking on something that's supposed to be the church.
Thank you.
And it's not.
Yeah, yes. It's a professing. It's like Simon. He's a professing Christian.
Oh.
It goes back to what you said before when you said about the fact that many are like Simon. They're wondering. When we bring them in wondering, you're supposed to, this is your destiny. You're supposed to be a millionaire, and you're supposed to be this, and you're going to be this, and you're going to be that. So the people are not coming to find Christ. They're not repenting from sin. They're not looking for salvation. They're not looking for true deliverance. I'm looking for how to make my life better on this earth. I'm looking for
how
I can get wealthy. I'm looking for how I can have my name in light.
Well, Pastor, when you think about it, what are some of the main reasons that people won't go to church? You know, it's too long.
Yep.
Okay, let's go back. What are you focused on? Length of time or Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
It's too far. What are you focused on? How far it is or Jesus?
You're
not focusing in on what you can get out of it. What is the benefit that you can derive from it? Let alone, it says, you know, fail not to assemble yourselves together. You know, fellowship, you know. We put so much emphasis on why we can't.
Right.
What about why you shouldn't?
Thank you.
Don't the Holy Spirit, I know, drives a lot of people out of bed on Sunday.
Thank you.
And you know, before they know it, they're dressed and all the way in the church, you know, no matter how they're feeling, you know.
Thank you.
And you've got to be willing, and we're falling into that today.
Yeah.
There are folks who are professing Christians.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about nobody. Lord knows I don't want to talk about anybody.
Right.
But your deeds and actions prove what you are.
Exactly.
So I don't have to, you don't have to say nothing.
No, you're not trying to condemn the person by sentencing them. You going to hell. You will if you stay on the wrong road.
Yeah.
See, if you know that down the street that street has an end that they haven't finished it, and that bridge, and I'm just determined to go down there. You say, Pastor Stevens, now if you go down there, that bridge is out.
Yeah,
and flooded. Now you you can die. You gonna die now if you go. Don't judge me, Pastor Stevens.
Yeah,
I'm not judging you, but I'm telling you, you're on the wrong road.
Yeah,
I'm showing you the right direction to go. You can get around that. You can go the opposite direction, but because El Billy, you said it. Are we looking for Christ? Whose praise are you getting on? See, we go to get our own praise on. We get to go to get our dance on. These are things that we did when we were in the world. You know, we want to raise the roof. some of the sinners won't come. Some real rank sinners won't come because they know, wait a minute, I was doing that with Ohio players. I was doing that with the Funkadelic. And y'all talking about doing that now in church 20 years later? You ain't made where I am because y'all going backwards.
Yeah.
And what the Funkadelics and all of them were trying to do was trying to get the same fire that was in the church. They tried to mimic it. So they did smoke, mirrors, psychedelic lights, trying to get their dance on, trying to get to that ecstatic state of praise and joy in the life that they live, but it doesn't exist there.
No, it doesn't.
You come away from a concert, you heard that song, you heard Earth, Wind, and Fire, or whoever it is, you know. I don't get into all of these today, but I know them. I know some of them. But when I see them, I have to ask some other folks, who is that?
Because
it's the same old thing. They're doing the same old thing. They revise it, change a little bit of the tune. They don't sing anymore, for real, and put some life behind it, and then folks just get... go wild and thinking that's the spirit. No, that's the flesh.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Absolutely.
In the church. Flesh on parade. Christ is not, we're not coming there to worship. We're forgetting. You know, what drives you in the morning on Sundays? What drives you every morning to pray? Your love for Jesus. Your love for God.
Amen.
You know, I want to worship him. He is worthy of the worship because guess what? He saved me from my sins. He cleansed me from all righteousness. He filled me with his spirit. I owe him so much. Everything that I've done cannot pay for what he's done. And then he keeps on blessing me. He woke me up this morning. I got use and activity of my limbs, my right mind. And if that ain't enough, he gonna come back and get me.
Yes.
If this earthly body of mine should dissolve, I got another tabernacle up in the heavens in the glory, and I'm going to live forever. These temporary things down here, I suffer some things. Oh, we hurt. Like you said, sometimes you get up, you hurt. You know? And you could easily say, oh no, you know, doctor said I need to rest.
Oh, you got plenty of time to do that.
But we forget, what did they do with the sick and the lame when Jesus was there? They brought everyone to Jesus.
All right. All right.
The saints call off when they get sick. I'm talking about professing things.
Yeah.
And some weaker saints will do that. Oh, I don't feel like it today. Feeling? Faith is the root. Feeling is the root. It's not about feeling. It's about love. Love is what will motivate you. How do you treat your child? You feed them. You clothe them. You provide a safe haven for them. You're looking out for them because you love them. That's what our Heavenly Father has done for us. So in gratitude to Him, how do I show God? What shall I render? The psalmist says, unto God for all His blessings to me. So I know what I'll do. I'll give Him the praises of my lips. Now, it's not talking just about, it said lips, not lip, not singular, lip. That is, my whole lifestyle will be about a praise to Him, the way I walk, the way I endeavor to do my service, my toiling, my job, and my words that come in my mouth. They're going to be a meditation upon Him. That's something that is acceptable in His sight. Because He is our strength, and He is our Redeemer. And, you know, Elder Bailey, that's what motivates worship. And so you can't lay there. You'll think about it for a moment because, yes, we have the flesh and our body does. But then you say, but what did He do on the cross for me? And how much did He give? And then if you don't even know Him, think about all the saints of old whom we've known, who we saw press their way. And they demonstrated and they showed. And then we saw the benefit. Know them that labored among us and mark the steps of a perfect man, because the end of that man is peace. We understood their conversation. We saw the end of their conversation. We saw how God blessed them in life. And when we saw, what you do? As you said, I may not can be them, but you know what? I can sure follow those steps.
Right.
I can't be you, Elder Bailey, but I can sure follow your steps. I can. Wait a minute. How did Elder Bailey get to this to the place to where he is? I. You know what? Let's see. He went to school. He got an education. Oh, my battery didn't really go down. And he went to school. He got an education. But what was the most important thing? His salvation.
Absolutely.
Because that's what the person that he is. And from that, everything else came into play. If I learn the steps that you took, I can follow those steps.
Yeah.
You know, my result will be according to my ability, my several abilities, to the circumstance of life in which God has placed and planted in the calling and the gifts. But you know what? I can look up and say, you know what? The same God that did it for him will do it for me.
Amen. Pastor, we've come to the end of... pretty much to the end of our part two.
Yes.
Next time when we come back, we're going to label it so we can identify it easily on YouTube and on the iPad. But what I'd like to do is we can either follow your lead, what we can discuss later.
Yeah.
But I also had a few topics I'd like to discuss. And okay. it's strictly up to you and me what we're going to talk about. But I wanted to share, you had touched on mercy and grace. Yes. I'd like to share a little bit more of that with the audience.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't know about mercy and grace.
Right.
And I also wanted to talk a little bit about Romans chapter 6.
Oh.
Because we touched on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to do is just during these end times, you know, I haven't talked much about the end times, and I've got a handbook on for the end time believers.
Yes.
And what I found is that's not for everybody right now.
No.
Because they asked so many questions about it. So I think you should cover some of the things that we've talked about already. I just I just love listening to your commentaries and things that you say about the Word of God, which is very, very important. And this is Sharing God's Word Today broadcast ministry. And if you got questions, please call. We've got a number that you can call. We can answer some of the questions that you have. Mm-hmm. And you can reach, you can call the prayer line. It's 24/7. Mm-hmm. It's 513-442-2644. If you have questions for Pastor Stephen, I'll get them to him before the next broadcast, which will probably be what?
Tuesday.
We'll probably be on live on the internet live about 9:30 or quarter of 10.
Yes.
So we'll take care of it that way.
Yeah. I think that, you know, Elder Billy, it's enough to label end times, because these are the end times, and you're right. It's sad. Paul said, Peter said this about Paul's writing. He said there are some things that are hard to be understood that Paul wrote.
Yeah.
Those who wrestle with them, they wrestle with them to their own hurt, and that's why it's not for them, because they wrestle with it.
Yes.
Instead of understanding, it's for each and every one. God has promised that He will bless His word. He sent His word in to heal them. The reason why He gave His word is so that whosoever believeth should have everlasting life.
Yes,
so all you have to do is receive it, believe it. Now, we don't ask you to just believe it because we say it. That's why we're giving the scripture. This is more than just an opinion. One of the things I stressed with preaching, I can't preach to you what I think. I have to preach what God's word says.
Yes.
That makes me accountable, because I'm accountable to God, because it's His word, and He's going to come. Why did you say what this and I didn't say it? I'm accountable to the listener, because you can go back and check it out and see whether or not the word actually says it.
Yes.
And then I'm accountable to those who taught me, because I recognize that I have a duty. I have an obligation. I cannot undermine the things that they taught me. If nobody else was standing over me, I still hear their voices. We still hear their voices, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's that accountability of truth. And then the Holy Spirit Himself, God will do just what He did in the Old Testament and the New Testament. He'll follow His word with signs and wonders. Yeah. God will prove it. I don't have to try to make a prophecy. I don't have to try to prophesy something to prove. The prophecy of the word itself is proof itself. And that would settle the whole issue. So I'm with you. Wherever He takes us on this.
Well, I just threw out those possibilities, but I know you have some that you like to share with us.